BOE back in session. We're going to try to go ahead and call before some of our in-person, some of the cases from this afternoon. We're going to start with BOE 386. Ruben, my name is David Akers. I'm with the Taney County BOE. We know we've got you scheduled for this afternoon, but we were hoping that we might be able to take you up early. You just look like you have a classification issue. Would you have a minute?
Yes, sir.
Okay. It looks like classification is the only thing that you have checked here. Do you own more than one property in Taney County that you put in a rental program?
Yes, I have. I have a couple.
Okay, are those other properties currently being taxed as commercial?
They are.
Okay, and you're looking for this particular one to get that mixed-use classification?
That is correct.
Okay, so he said he indicates he has three. Is that what consistent?
Two. Yeah.
Two?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, and with respect to this property, this is at 167 Rocking Chair Lou.
That's correct.
Okay, I just want to make sure. Okay, if classification is your only issue here today, I would go ahead and make a motion on BOE 386 to be classified as mixed use, 25% commercial, 75% residential.
Second.
Have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. Okay, you'll get a decision within a couple of days, and we thank you for owning in Taney County.
I certainly appreciate it. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, I'm going to try BOE
385. This is Andy.
Andy, this is David Akers of the Taney County Board of Equalization. Hi. I know we've got you scheduled for this afternoon, but we were actually hoping we could take you up a little early. Would that be possible?
Sure. I can log in.
Is this just a classification issue? In other words, do
yeah.
You have, okay.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
right.
I got my, our personal and
gotcha.
Airbnb that we use and run out. So, yeah, this is classification.
Okay. So, Andrew, you have a couple of properties down here?
No, just one.
Just this one? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Is this property put in a nightly rental program then?
It is, yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, if this is the only one you own in Taney County, what we've been doing is doing a mixed-use classification on your first one, which is 25% commercial, 75% residential. If you acquire any other properties or have an interest in any other companies that have rental properties, then those properties would be taxed at a commercial rate, would be the classification of commercial. But on this first one, we give you
sure.
This break, okay?
Okay, perfect. That's great. Yeah, I mean, this is the only one we're going to have. We use it quite a bit, but.
Okay, when you say I think this is the only one, this is the only one you have in Taney County?
This is the only one we have in Taney County. You had mentioned, if we had any interest going forward,
and I don't
have anything on the books or anything. We're not looking at anything, so.
Okay. All right, yeah, just that's how we're doing it down here in Taney County. At some point, the legislature may give us an answer, but that's how
okay.
We're doing it at this point. With respect to BOE 385, I would make a motion that we classify it as mixed use, 25% commercial, 75% residential.
Second.
Have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. You'll get a decision within a few days, and we appreciate you owning in Taney County.
Okay, thanks so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
So the next one, can you pull up the card? Because I have a note that says it's an exemption, and it's a condo.
RCL property.
Uh-huh. I'm reading that right.
Okay.
says in system for land value only, no tax. And it's a trophy run.
Okay, wait a second. You're looking at, yes, it's trophy run condo, just, but this.
So I'm not sure if they maybe mismarked what they're wanting.
Perhaps something's different in their state than ours. I don't really know.
Yeah.
I don't know what RCL property
does. Well,
is.
And it's got an appraised value of 10 on it, so maybe it hasn't been built yet.
Susan, do you have it?
Yeah, so this one doesn't go online till 26. So you're correct. He's not supposed to be in here, I think. It says date acquired 4/11/25. So I'm trying to figure out.
Well, this shows there was a residence built in 2015.
Oh, okay. Well, then he should be on for the full. I'm looking at this 25.
I'm looking at the map.
He's down for.
It says $10,000.
His assessed is 34,810 in my system.
We got it down as 10,000 on ours on BOE 383.
Yeah.
Let me see what her
list is. It definitely has a residence on it. It's a fractional in trophy run is what it says.
Yeah, but still, I mean, it couldn't be just 34.
I know, right?
It's got to be something else.
So we have him down as 100% commercial, and his total value is 108,770. Stephanie, your paperwork here shows different than.
Correct. It says commercial
10,000
even.
Yeah.
So maybe he went up, maybe the house, well, but it says 2015 is when it was built.
Let me look at the appraisal.
Jesse, you were correct. It was 9:30, but we just decided
You're
to
right.
start
it
early and get
it
done if we could.
It was a residence in 2015, and then it went on this year.
We're looking at BOE 383 right now, which is just it's
the last page, doesn't it?
Last page. It's apparently something that's just.
Okay. And this is my. Well, I put in 128 on
each,
so.
Okay.
Okay,
7.015.
I'm wondering if it was just a blank amount for a blank lot before it was built.
It looks like it on the eval.
Okay, so it was just a pre-construction lot price, basically. Mm-hmm. And then now it's been completed, but my guess is he's going to argue it wasn't completed on January
1.
There it is. Okay. Shows it was recorded 4/11/25. Something changed. It shows that the deed book was changed on 4/11 of this year.
But
that could have been whenever this person bought it.
So it says it was separated from parcel 7.000, and they adjusted the land value. That's what it says here.
So do we have them backwards, maybe?
So it's part of another parcel. It's part of parcel 7.000, but it was split this year, and that's where he got this different number.
Okay, so what did his card go out and say? I assume it wasn't 10,000, or he wouldn't be appealing. His card must have said what you have.
I don't know that he would have gotten a card.
That's it that you got highlighted.
Because it was new construction?
I don't think it's new construction. I think they divided
the lot.
Oh, they divided the lot.
That's all he did.
Yeah.
Okay. So when they divided the lot, is that one now, the one that he's appealing, that's just the lot that he divided?
Right.
Okay. And so we have on our sheet 10,000. Is that not what you have? Because you said you had something more.
And Stephanie, it shows on mine 15,890. And you're sure I've got the right one?
I mean, I'm assuming the only reason he divided is because he thinks he can put another
15,890,
or somebody can put another structure on there.
Well,
I don't know why so he would have divided it.
Well, when they do a split, we just split the land, the whole total was worth, and we make it equal on both sides. I mean, we make it equal to the same total that it was originally as a one piece.
On the land value?
Right. So that would have been subtracted out from the other.
So what?
You do have insight on this, Dan?
What is the assessor saying that lot is worth is what I'm trying to
get
to.
We've got it at 15,890, and that's what it should say on your sheet, but it doesn't.
Yeah, even on the FEMA, well, it does on
the
FEMA. Yeah, we're on the right one now.
That's because, Susan, it has...
The parcel ID is not matching the house with the name when you look it up. When you look up the RCL, it's 0.018 on the last parcel, and this is 0.517 that's on the docket. 0.018 is the last three. But when I look up this parcel ID that's on our sheet, it's not coming up.
So this wasn't done until May 30th. And again, that's when we had our, as you know, May 16th, we stopped having access.
It's not, this parcel ID is not pulling up.
Well, I just, when I call him, I want to be able to tell him what we've assessed, what you've assessed this lot at.
It should be a lot of 100,000 or 50,000.
That one that you're looking at ends in 000.
Okay, so what Dan is telling me is that he should be at about, would you say, 40 or 50,000?
So David Akers, you're correct. I heard you online. It's a pre-construction price of 10,000 or 5,000 in this area. The land was increased in May 30th. I don't think it's...
So the construction wasn't completed by January 1 is what I'm asking, I guess.
Well, a lot of times the construction's completed, but the land hasn't been updated.
Okay.
Because typically the appraisers go out, they appraise the structure itself, the improvements, and then they don't touch the land. The land is typically done in the office.
Right.
But we don't, there's no structure on this one. He separated it.
Okay.
Do you see?
Yeah.
She had a picture up there, and it was like a place and then a big corner.
Is the other, whatever he's... sliced off, I assume, is big enough to put another structure on? I mean, why else would you do it?
Right, which is...
Right, okay.
It should have the big $40,000, $50,000 price, but there's nothing being built there yet that we know, correct? Because we just did this...
We just did
the split on May 30th.
I need to see this portion.
There it is right there.
See, that's 0.018, what's highlighted, and next to it is 0.015. But the parcel ID that's on our docket is 0.517.
Yeah. And if you go back to his application. I'll bet that one's a typo. This is the online application. And I'll bet it was
that
box.
Does Beacon not have it in the system yet?
Well, I will tell you this for sure. The maps on Beacon with showing the parcels, especially if the split was done then, will not be up to date yet.
Okay.
And they may not be until this fall, possibly January 1st. Our mapping system is being done on a separate server because we are having to switch our mapping server to a new one, and we're moving to ARC Pro instead of ARC.
Okay, well... So you, what do we think that he's appealed? Because you've got a value of 15,890.
And we're showing 10.
And we're showing 10 on our sheet, but I guess
it is what is in the system again because